Springfield's Rock Station Q102. What's up? I'm Baden, and I'm here with a very freaking special guest, Sinister Gates of Avenged Sevenfold. What's up, man?
Just hanging. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. And trust me, whenever I announced that we were going to be interviewing you today and airing the interview, people freaked out. It's kind of a big deal, you know?
I love it. That's too cool.
Releasing a deluxe version of the stage.
Yeah, we have spent 2.5 years writing, recording, listening, learning, and then recording music. And now it's finally come to fruition, and we have, you know, a pre-sale happening right now where you can go get the culmination of all of our blood, sweat, and tears. So, I mean, an incredible, like, looking back on the last couple of years is just, it's insane. And we worked pretty damn hard, to say the least, to get all this stuff together. And we're really, really proud of it, man. It's been a roller coaster of awesomeness.
For sure, man. And like, yeah, you surprised everybody with that release too. And that was ballsy move, guy. That was fun.
It was a bit ballsy, and let's say.
Hey, man, but it wouldn't be you guys if it wasn't ballsy. That's for sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about the blood, sweat, and tear thing. You guys should like have little tiny vials of like some goo. And then it comes with blood, sweat, and tears every time you buy an album.
I think it should, and we could use our own goo, perhaps.
Yes, Essence of Sevenfold.
Right.
Not only that, you're going out on a new tour soon with some more. You guys just keep knocking it out of the park, all right? So Avenged Sevenfold, Bullet for My Valentine, and Breaking Benjamin. Holy crap.
F***ing nuts. I mean, we're honored to have bands like that will come out with us, and it really gives all of our fans a really, really unique experience. It's very, very cool. And it doesn't happen that often. So, man, just thank you to those bands for sure. They're incredible.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to see, like, a four-person guitar thing with you guys and the guys from Bullet.
Man, I'd be too embarrassed to get up there, but maybe we'll work something out.
Limited time here, so I'm going to ask you some fan questions. Some of these are really freaking funny. All right, you down for that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What's your favorite way to make ramen?
Without water.
Ooh, you eat it dry?
No, I don't even eat ramen, but I
work. This one's for fun. Do you believe that ghosts walk around putting their ghost dicks on people?
Ghost dicks?
Yeah. Do you believe the ghosts walk around and put their ghost dicks on people?
On or in?
I guess either, really. I mean, it's apparition.
Dang. On or in, I very much believe in both.
Okay. Oh, are you pro or anti pineapple pizza?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's on different days, my friend. On different days, but oh. Yeah, I can't knock a classic Hawaiian.
Man, I can't stand it, to be honest. I freaked out. My wife ordered pineapple pizza, and I'm like, "Ugh, why'd you ruin pizza? Now we're gonna go hungry."
Yeah, it'll do that if you're not into the sweet thing. That's
yeah.
My time.
If you woke up one day and you weren't playing music, what career would you find yourself in?
I would be pretty easily. I'd be a professional surfer.
Nice. You can't just have it. You just can't have a boring job, can you?
No, charging big ones.
Right. Do you sleep with a stuffed animal, or are you partial to a certain blanket?
No. I don't really sleep, so I'm trying to get you the sound machine at this point.
I
that pisses me off.
I hear you there, man.